Most people, when they think about erosion on Cape Cod, think about the outer beach, and with reason. Along that ever-changing, ever-retreating shoreline, the ocean regularly claims beach cottages, houses perched on the bluffs, access stairways to the beach, and even parking lots. This is the kind of erosion that makes headlines. But there are other examples of coastal erosion that, while perhaps not so spectacular, are, in their own way, more dramatic. I've known and walked the shoreline of Little Pleasant Bay in South Orleans for over half a century. It's always seemed to me a serene and stable shoreline, lined with lofty pines and oaks whose bluffs are heavily vegetated with shrubs and vines, all of it protected by a thin but continuous barrier beach that forms the eastern boundary of Pleasant Bay. That situation began to change in 1987, when a violent northeaster broke through Chatham's North Beach, creating a permanent break over 1,000 feet wide and exposing the Chatham mainland to the full force of ocean storms and tides. In October of 1991, a second break occurred, north of the first one, during what was known as the Halloween Gale, or the Perfect Storm. This new break significantly increased the tidal flow into Upper or Little Pleasant Bay and allowed greater fetch for easterly storm waves. The result has been massive and rapid erosion on stretches of shoreline that had been well protected for at least the past century. Recently, I took a walk along a part of this newly exposed shoreline in South Orleans. I was startled to find that bluffs, once so heavily vegetated, are now broad, raw scars. But what was even more impressive was finding the beach littered with dozens of sizable oaks and cedars, some well over a foot in diameter, that had slid down the bluff and tumbled onto the beach just in the last few years. Most had fallen over, like soldiers taken unexpectedly at their posts. But several had somehow remained upright on the beach, their leafless skeletons standing eerily at attention. You don't find trees of such girth sliding down the bluffs on the outer beach. This is largely because on exposed shorelines that are regularly subject to rapid erosion, winter winds and salt spray stunt the size of tree growth. The shoreline of Little Pleasant Bay, by contrast, has enjoyed a long period of protected conditions that allowed trees to grow to such impressive girth. Their current tumble toward oblivion underscores and illustrates the loss of that protection. When we live under inconstant conditions, such as on the beaches and sandspits of the outer beach, we expect change. Like the dune vegetation, we brace for change, we adapt to it, we change with change, so that to the casual eye it does not look like much is happening to us. But when we live in a protected environment, like the quiet coves of Pleasant Bay, unused to change, we get to feeling safe. We tend to grow, like these oak and cedar trees, to our maximum size. We spread our roots outward, feeling secure, establishing an ever firmer hold on the land. We don't prepare for change. We take our footing for granted, so that when change does come, rapidly and unexpectedly, it tends to be catastrophic, leaving no time to adapt. We are taken unawares, and like the prostrate bodies of these fallen trees, our end is awkward and bewildered.